Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and encouragement to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has made it such that the end result of obedience is Jannah, and the end result of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Jahannam. And the effect, the ta'thir of Jahannam is heat and fire. So fire has an effect in this world also. The closer a person goes towards the fire, the more he feels the heat. And Jannat Allah Ta'ala has made it such that it has a very, very cooling effect. So the closer a person goes towards that fan, or the closer he goes towards the air condition, the more he'll feel the coolness of the breeze. So the more a person engages in sin, the more restlessness, the more heat, the more anxiety the person feels in his body. Why? Because now he is engaging in those things that disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more a person obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we explain, the highest form of zikr is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the more the person is involved in zikr, in other words, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's with his tongue, whether it's with his actions, whether it's with his speech, overall this person is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the closer a person gets towards the effect of the coolness of Jannat. So already in this world, before a person can even go in Jannat, or a person can be entered into Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala protect us. But already in the world, the effects of that is felt. So unfortunately, we're living in a world that sometimes a person is feeling restless because of the heat and the anxiety of gunas and sins. So now what he does those actions that is taking him closer towards the fire. So instead of him feeling more cooler, the person feels more anxiety, more restlessness, more worry, more heat he is feeling, because he is doing those things that are taking him closer towards the fire of Jahannam. Whereas a person, when he makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah ta'ala mentions, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, this coolness of that heart, this coolness of the heart, this tranquility of the heart is only with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person shifts and he goes closer towards the fire and the effects of Jahannam. The only thing that he'll feel is more and more and more restlessness. English is a saying that jumping out of the pan into the fire. So that's what a person does when he thinks that if I go more into guna, I take more loans, I go more into drinking, I go more into womanizing, more into haram I do, then it will give me more comfort. But what happens? It makes a person more and more and more restless. He says, one more time, person was a drug addict, one more time I need to take it. Person is a alcoholic, just one more time. Person is a womanizer, or person is about to commit some guna, or person is watching videos on his phone, or is taking pictures involved in photography. I think just one more time we'll do it. But he doesn't realize that one more time is making him much more restless. He's not easing the restlessness. Actually, he's taking him closer towards the effects of the fire of Jahannam. So therefore, we should be intelligent. Do those things that will take us closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love, the marifat, the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do those things that will take us closer to Jannat. The beauty of this is not doing it. We're not doing it for the sake of feeling nice. The person is doing it out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah in turn, through His kindness and through His mercy, Allah will allow him to feel the effects of Jannat even in this world. Therefore you find the pious, they mentioned, many times they give this example, that Allah ta'ala will make his life a life of Jannat. He'll be a Jannati walking on earth already. In other words, the enjoyment, the ecstasy, some feeling, some part of it Allah ta'ala will give him in this world. Person can never really truly appreciate the benefit and the beauty of Jannat in this world, because this heart that we've got cannot contain the excitement that a person will have in Jannat. For example, if in this world he's got a 1.3 liter heart, in Jannat Allah Ta'ala will give him a V1000 heart. And that V1000 heart can enjoy much, much more than the 1.3 liter can enjoy. In this world our heart is small, the ability to enjoy is small, the ability to appreciate is very small. But even in that small heart, Allah will give him some taste of Jannat when a person does good actions. An Abi Darda radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ala unabbi'ukum bi khayri a'malikum wa azkaha inda malikikum wa arufa'iha fi darajatikum wa khayri lakum min infaqi al-dhahabi wal-fidda wa khayri lakum min an talqu aduwakum fatadribu a'naqahum wa yadribu a'naqakum. Qalu bala. قال ذكر الله تعالى رواه الترمذي قال الحاكم أبو عبد الله إسناده صحيح. حضرت أبو درداء رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, should I not inform you of the best and purest of your actions in the sight of your Allah Ta'ala? On different occasions, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mention different things. On this occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Sahaba, should I not inform you of the best and the purest of your actions in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, in the sight of your Master? And that will enable you to reach the highest levels. That is better for you than spending gold and silver. That is better for you than meeting your enemy, striking their necks, and they striking your necks. In other words, better for you even in the thick of jihad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, should I not show you and inform you the best of and purest of actions in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, that will be even better for you than spending gold and silver, and be better for you than being in the thick of jihad. In other words, you striking their necks and they striking your necks. The Sahaba said, indeed, bala ya Rasulullah, indeed. In other words, please tell us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama give a few explanations. The objective of worship, of ibadat of Allah ta'ala, is the remembrance of Allah ta'ala, and zikr is the means of acquiring this objective. Zikr is the fuel of acquiring this objective of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zikr here refers to the zikr of the heart. In other words, when the heart is continuously connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way and aware of Him at all times, a person will not disobey Him or leave out any compulsory action. The third explanation ulama give is zikr purifies the heart, which creates sincerity and gives life to worship. This hadith refers to a general condition and circumstances. However, in specific times of necessity, charity, jihad, etc. will be the most virtuous actions, like how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in other hadith. He would mention charity in one hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned jihad as being the best of actions. So depending on the circumstances, if that was the need at that time, then that would be the most important and the best thing to do at that time. However, as a general condition, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, or showing us, the importance of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make it such that we bring zikr as part of our lives. And all the time we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who remembers Allah ta'ala all the time, he doesn't need to be continuously told to give up sin, don't listen to music, don't intermingle with women, don't get involved in all type of evil, be sure of your business dealings, don't make any type of ghibat, be careful of your transactions, be careful of your life in general, be careful of your relationship with your parents, your relationship with your staff, your relationship with your neighbors, your relationship with your wife and your children. It doesn't need to be continuously told about this. When a person has got it part and parcel of his life, automatically this person now will be conscious of all his responsibilities and it will become part of his life. May Allah Ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.